hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. Doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Let me catch my breath. I'm John Stadtmiller. Thank you, Hubert. And it is Tuesday, the 8th of August, 2006. Today's program, I've got Aaron Russo coming on, and we're going to discuss what's going on with his movie. Some people are a little confused as to where it was going to run and how long, and well, we're going to iron all that stuff out today. So at any rate, we will have him up in just a few minutes. Yesterday, on yesterday's program, I started to get into this because I told people about the use of the pastors out there as pacifiers in preparation for martial law under the Executive Order 13397. Responsibility of the Department of Homeland Security with respect to the faith-based and community initiatives. At any rate, they're going to make the preachers out there the calmers. Happy, joy feelings and happy thoughts. They're going to calm all of your fears, all of your anxieties, and they'll be there to help pick out the troublemakers and help put those people in internment camps. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that what a man of God should be doing? The troublemakers, who are the renegades today, folks? Just as Jesus was in his day with his disciples, so are the patriots today in America. And the pastors are going to be out there ratting them out and helping round them up for the benefit of Homeland Security and the peace and sanctity of America. Doesn't that make you feel good? Well, here's another one. Governors bristle at Bush's guard proposal. The nation's governors are closing ranks in opposition to proposal in Congress that would let the president take control of the National Guard in emergencies. Ah, here's the caveat, without the consent of the governors. The idea spurred by the destruction and chaos that followed Hurricane Katrina's landfall in Louisiana and Mississippi. In part of the House-passed version of the National Defense Authorization Act, it is not yet agreed to by the Senate. The measure would remove the currently required consent of governors for the federalization of the Guard, which is shared between individual states and the federal government. Federalization, just for the sake of federalization, makes no sense, according to Governor Kathleen Blanco of Louisiana, a Democrat who had rough relations with the Bush administration after the disaster last year. You don't need federalization to get federal troops, the troops in. Just making quick decisions can make things happen. Governor Mark Sanford of South Carolina, Republican, said a whole bunch of governors were opposed to the idea after the proposed change was brought up in a private lunch meeting. Some two dozen governors met in Charleston for 3 days of discussions at the annual summer gathering at the National Governors Association. The association's leaders sent a formal letter of opposition to the House leaders last week. The language in the House measure would let the president take control in case of serious natural or man-made disaster, accident, or catastrophe. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
On tomorrow's program, David Bay, America's Beginnings. On Thursday, Lauren Moray. She is going to be with us next Monday. We had to reschedule John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And Friday, I'm not quite sure. I think we got somebody penciled in there, but we'll keep you abreast. Now, on the East Coast out there, program note, you folks that are having a hard time getting that shortwave outlet that we have, 12180, try 5745, I do believe it is. And just let us know. It's not important that you call into the program today. But just let us know, call the network, and see if you're able to receive that. That comes from the graces of WWRB, and we appreciate that very much. Now, we have with us, and enough people have seen what this guy has done lately. If you've not seen any of the movies he's produced, or you've been in rock and roll, vacuum someplace, and you don't even know who Led Zeppelin was or any of that other stuff, or if you've never seen a pair of bikini underwear, Aaron doesn't talk too much about that, but the guy's had varied interests and many talents which he's displayed. One of the most important things that have been done that has been nationally released is, of course, America, Freedom to Fascism. And with no further ado here, I've got Aaron Russo with us this afternoon. Aaron, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I feel fantastic. I'm really happy. Everything is very good. I'm really happy to be on your show again and talk to you. You've been a wonderful, wonderful ally in getting this movie known and getting it around the country. And I'm very pleased. I really am. I'm a little bit throaty in the voice today, a little bit hoarse, but I feel really wonderful.
Who you been yelling at?
Everybody. If you got in my vision, you were yelled at.
Well,
nobody escapes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, in times such as these, this is not a typing exercise. They used to have you do in the typing class. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And when we see stuff that's falling off the plate or something that somebody should have thought of doing or whatever, we kind of have a tendency, I know I do, to get a little antsy and a little anxious and a little angry at times. But, of course, nobody here at this network has ever been yelled at by me. Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I made mad as hell that time. I was a very good ally of being angry and mad, you know, but when I made that video, but this time I took a different approach to it, and I tried to be, you know, when I first started learning about all the stuff going on in the country, I was so angry, I was so mad, I was so hostile to everything, you know, and I guess over the years I've learned to control myself and my anger and my outrage at what's happening to the country, and try to make a movie and do things in a way that's a little bit more controlled, like I made in this movie, you know.
Well, and it shows. I mean, yeah, Aaron, I've said this before. By the way, the next time that the movie plays down here in Austin, you got to let me introduce it.
Absolutely, you got no question about it.
I mean,
we're gonna bring it back to Austin in September.
Okay, and I got to tell you, I was down there on the opening night on that Friday night. And we had people, volunteers down there that were passing out cards and information, and it was a good time, and there was a lot of people. I took the occasion to slip out of the back row every now and again to just go up and just look at the expression on the audience's face. I was pleased to see that there was some people sitting in those chairs, I mean, that were not really comfortable. But you knew what they were watching. They had never seen before. They had no understanding of it. The people that brought them to that theater to see that very important film, of course, were there to hold their hands. I mean, we had comments. One guy came out and he said, I need to move out of the country now. And the person he was with availed themselves of that opportunity to say, well, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go to get away from the New World Order?
Yeah, you know, the truth is you can only go away for a little while. You know, it's catching up all over the world. That's why we must stop it here in America before it goes too far, because, you know, whatever happens here in America is going to happen everywhere. They're working on it everywhere they can. I mean, I'm sure your audience knows about what George Bush did with the head of Mexico and the head of Canada, trying to merge the countries together and making that agreement with them, and the European constitution they're trying to put together over there. I mean, this is happening all over the world now. I don't know if they're going to be successful or not, but I'll tell you this: as long as these guys have the ability to create money out of thin air, it's going to be really hard to stop them, because they can buy whatever they want. They can buy the politicians. You know, there's nothing they can't buy, because they can just make money.
Right.
You know, and so.
And you got to be in that kind of that exclusive club to run with the big boys, to realize your fantastic dreams of wealth and.
This is more than the big boys. It's beyond the big boys. You know, I consider like a guy like Michael Eisner, who used to run Disney, a big boy. You know, he's very wealthy. Mm-hmm. But he's not part of what we're talking about. You know, there's a lot of wealthy people who are very, very wealthy, billionaires even, but they're not part of what's going on. You know, they're satisfied with the system because they're so wealthy. You know, but they're not really the movers and the shakers of what's going on. They're accepting of it, but they're not the ones that are pushing. It's the elite that are pushing it and making it happen. And what was really interesting to me about the movie, we were in 10 theaters and in this test opening. And out of the 10 theaters, only two theaters didn't do very well. And both theaters that didn't do well were in wealthy neighborhoods.
Really?
Yes, that's one of the things we found out in this test run, which I found really fascinating.
That tells you a lot. I mean,
You know, many people have said this, Aaron, that there is a large block of Americans that aren't going to want to come to the Liberation Party, if you will.
Exactly.
Until they're jobless, until they're threatened, they lose their play toys, their nice abodes, their big screen color TVs, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, they're thinking small time. They're thinking about themselves and not about the big picture. They're in the micro world. The only thing that, they're satisfied, they have some money, some dollars in the bank, not thinking the dollar can ever become bankrupt anyway. You know, they don't see the big picture. And they're very smug and satisfied with their own lives, but not really very happy. And those are the people that I find the hardest to get to the movie theater.
Right.
You know, those are the ones that, you know, the system, they think the system is working for them because it hasn't affected them yet.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, you're spot on here because who is responding to this are the people that have seen the middle class America. You know, that's the majority of Americans in this country, and they're the ones that are being affected. They're the ones that are witnessing the emptying out of 75 to 80% of our industry in this country.
That's right.
The good jobs are leaving. The opportunities. We had the ability, Aaron, in this country to dream. And to make our dreams a reality. If you wanted to roll up your sleeves and you wanted to sweat by the brow and you wanted to get in there and just give it your all for whatever you were going to expect from the fruits of your labors, that
right.
opportunity was there. That they're recognizing now that opportunity is swiftly
gone.
Leaving.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone already.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is that what's happened to this country is because we have a bogus money system in this country, a fiat system run by a few people. And when you control the money system, you basically control the whole country. And as Henry Kissinger said, he who controls the money controls the world. And that's what's happened to this country. We went on a standard that is no standard, and then these private bankers can make whatever amount of money they wish. And the Congress has no say in what they do. It's like today, everybody's been waiting today. What's the Fed going to do? Are they going to raise rates? Are they going to stay the same? You know,
right.
What are they going to do today? Everybody's waiting with bated breath. You know, and it's pure communism. You know, the central bank is right out of the Communist Manifesto. Now, they talk about America being a capitalistic country. But how can you be a capitalistic country when the very source, the very essence of your money is right out of the Communist Manifesto? Central planning. Central planning, not free markets.
That's right.
You know, it's a joke. It's amazing to me that people fall for it. You know, when you say something often enough, it becomes reality.
Well, what was it? I think it was Adolf Hitler that said, "The bigger the lie, and the more often you." Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm paraphrasing here, but basically, you say the lie and you repeat it often enough, and people will believe it.
Yeah, and the bigger the lie, the easier it is to believe because people can't imagine you'd make up a lie that big.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true. That's true.
Did you see O'Reilly last night?
No, I missed my favorite guy on Fox News.
I can't stand that guy.
I can't either.
I gotta tell you something. You know. He had this thing on, you know, if we can only get honesty and truth here. He had this thing on last night. He was going to debunk 9/11. You know, what happened? And all these people, he said, 36% of the American people don't believe the official story and believe the government was complicit in what happened, which is a huge number for something like that.
Well, that's actually low. It's closer to 50% overall.
Oh, that's a huge number.
Yeah.
If half the population believes the government was complicit in it, it just tells you so much about what people's minds are today. So he's going to do the show, and I haven't seen O'Reilly since before I went to Germany, you know, a couple months ago. So I had to do channel surfing, so I was trying to rest, and I see a thing on the screen, we're going to debunk 9/11, you know, all the stuff about 9/11 being done by the government. So cool, I'd like to see what he's got to say about that. And he goes on the air, and he has this guy from Popular Mechanics on, talking about it, and all he says is, well, you know, all the engineers said it happened that way. And like, you know, he made all these giant sweeping statements,
mm-hmm.
but no evidence of anything.
And these people on the 9/11 thing, Alex Jones's thing out in L.A., you were aware of that, the people that took place,
yeah.
You know, took part in that were structural engineers at college level.
There was real evidence. There was real facts. He presented no facts. He was going to debunk 9/11. And you know what made me do? And I saw it, and I saw how shallow it was. It made me believe that 9/11 was rigged, even more than I thought it before.
Hey, we got to take the break. We'll come back on the other side. I've got something to share with the listeners in case they missed it yesterday, and you may not have heard this yourself, but it was about the C-SPAN coverage of that L.A. conference. And I'll tell you more about that right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
We're actually looking for that clip of Bill O'Reilly. but as I said before the break, this is the email I got a couple of days ago on the 5th of August. He says, as a listener in Europe, he listens to the network, I'd like to inform you that the C-SPAN event last weekend was in fact carried and relayed via the U.S. government broadcaster, Voice of America TV Europe, on a wide-beam downlink on Hotbird 313 East, covering Europe, the Middle East, and Western Asia.
No kidding.
Yeah, as they carry C-SPAN programming on weekends, in this instance, American taxpayer dollars were unintentionally, I reckon, well spent on some healthy educational programming of an international audience on the grassroots movement in the U.S. countering the official Orwellian newspeak. The two-hour C-SPAN program was relayed directly in its entirety at midnight UTC, and was interrupted by a half hour of original VOA programming at 3 a.m. and 1900 p.m. UTC consecutively on Sunday. It is imperative that your international audiences hear more. Congratulations and thank you for your efforts and also your outstanding book on synthetic terror. And that was a reference to Webster Tarpley's Synthetic Terror, where they have cooked up this whole war on terror for the next 100 years so they can install more of their police state.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's right. I don't believe the war on terror at all.
Oh, I don't either.
I mean, I tell you, I think I told you this last time I was on the air with you that my friend Rockefeller told me that was going to happen. You know, and Al Qaeda, it's like a joke, you know, and his mind, as he related to me back then, it was a joke. It was the most ridiculous thing. And yet, you know, it's like the Hitler thing. You tell a lie often enough and everybody believes it, if it's a big enough lie. And, you know, I have great trouble understanding how our country has gotten into this condition, you know, how we've let it go this far. That's what just boggles my mind.
Well, do you remember the song? It was back in the 60s. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Sure, of course.
And these people that partially remember the 60s have now dropped back in, and they're looking around, and they're wondering where America went.
Exactly. Yeah, everybody, you know, the things that everybody's unhappy. You know, people are unhappy. They're generally unhappy. They know that, you know, I even look at my brother. My brother, who's a real democratic liberal kind of guy, you know, even he's saying, you know, I don't trust the government anymore. He doesn't believe anything else about 9/11 or anything else that we talk about, Federal Reserve, IRS. He doesn't buy into any of that. You know, he has no facts why he doesn't buy into it. You know, his belief system can't get him to accept it. But even he is feeling a great sense of dissatisfaction. He knows there's something wrong, but he can't quite put his finger on it.
Did he bother to see your movie?
Oh yeah, he saw the movie a number of times.
And what was his response?
His response is, and I think it's because I'm his brother. You know, I'm the younger brother, and he's the older brother,
right.
And he has great difficulty accepting things from me. Our whole life has been that way.
Right.
So he has great trouble accepting the movie and what it's saying, and he thinks it's a great movie. And a lot of people he knows see the movie and go, "Oh my God, this is for real." But he has great trouble accepting it because it's me. If somebody else would have made the movie, I think it would be easier for him.
Well, I don't know if you were on the program with me and a caller had called in that... Now, you weren't. Come to think of it, you weren't. And we were talking about America, freedom to fascism, and he expressed... and he had me going. He had me in tears. He was crying on the phone. I mean, it was an emotional thing. You know, it's okay for big men to cry. I mean, it's not a sign of weakness at all.
Not at all. No way. I've cried many times in my life, believe me.
And he was relaying that after seeing the movie, his wife, they were driving home. He was driving. His wife was just sitting there quite, you know, passive and quiet. And she turned and looked at him and basically said that, you know, you're my hero. You know, I understand now why you were doing what you were doing. And
oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, isn't it, though? Because here it was, like you just expressed with your brother, you know, you were the younger brother. You're just full of malarkey, and I'm wiser and I'm older. And, you know, you're right. Probably if somebody else would have made the movie and you would have taken your brother to the movie, he would have sat there and probably slapped you on the back and said, "Aaron, you know, we got to do something about this."
Exactly. That's right.
And this has been the toughest thing. You know, just not... You can relay your personal experiences. I can relay mine or anybody out there. But this has been ongoing. It has broken families apart. I mean, we got a divorce rate, Aaron, in this country of 50%.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, people have no relationships anymore. So, you know, the country's become about having money and power. And, you know, it's not about human characteristics anymore and caring about each other. The country is so divided and so unhappy, and there's nothing they trust. There's no more heroes. There's nothing they can look up to anymore. How can you look up to George Bush? You know, what do you look up to anymore? Who are the heroes in our country? We don't have any.
Some guy playing football or baseball or...
Yeah, maybe that, you know, for young people or something, you know, or maybe some rap singers or something. I don't know what. But, you know, there's no more heroes in America.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. You know, it's very hard to find honesty and decency and people with character and integrity. And that's what I find. And nobody trusts the government. So you're living with this cloud today. It's just over you. And a lot of people don't know what... They know there's something wrong, but they don't know what it is.
Well,
and out of the people that know there's something wrong, you know, and you're trying to explain to them, a lot of them can't accept what's wrong in their belief system. You know, their belief system doesn't allow them to want to hear it because it makes them too uncomfortable.
Well, it's for those that know, we've been extremely uncomfortable for a long time. And what we've been talking about at this network, Aaron, is we're past talking about the problems. Now it's starting to take form and shape. plans of action. You got it. We got a break. Right. We'll come back with phone calls right after this with Aaron Russo.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Aaron Russo is the guest. The website, ladies and gentlemen, freedomtofascism.com is the website. We'll talk a little bit more about the future of the movie, what Aaron needs, because we're the troops, folks, out here on the ground. We're the ground troops. This is what we've been trying to do, is enlist your help. And the problem has been so far that there's not really been anything structured that people can plug into. That is going to change overall with this network, ladies and gentlemen. There's some very exciting things that we have planned. We got a 90-day plan and a one-year plan. And, well, I'm not going to go past a year because, quite frankly, I don't know if we had that long. But we're going to shift this thing into high gear. And by the way, Aaron, I wanted to tell you, last time you were on the program, I said I feel a certain kinship to you. And
yes, you did.
Yeah, and when I finally do meet you, don't be embarrassed. I'm not a homosexual or anything, but don't be embarrassed. I'm going to give you a big wet kiss in front of everybody.
Hey, I'll take it.
All right, man. Let's go to the phones here. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Yeah, I was just wondering how soon it might make it to DVD so we can purchase it, because where I live, we got like about 20 megaplexes and not one of them are showing it.
Well, the reason I didn't show, we only put it into five cities. You see, we opened it up July 28th, in a test opening in five cities to see what we could learn from the opening and where it plays well and just a lot of information that I need, exit polls and all that stuff. And and I took it out after the first week because when the prints were being made, I was in Germany fighting my cancer, and I wasn't here, and I wasn't happy with the prints and the sound quality of the prints or the picture quality, and so I took it out of the theaters after a week, and in that week we did very big business. Actually, we were the second highest grossing movie on a per screen average, and for a political documentary, that's amazing. And so what we're doing is I'm getting new prints together, fixing the movie up, and then we're going to re-release it for the real big release now in September, and we'll be in, we're going to try and be in 50 or 100 cities to start out with. So I don't know where you live in Ohio. But,
yeah, where do you live, Don?
Canton.
Canton? Okay.
In Canton, yeah, we should hit Canton. I would imagine that, see, I can't put it out on DVD yet because the theaters won't book the movie if I do that.
Okay.
You see, so that's what's prevented me from putting it out on DVD.
Well, and also, Aaron, the way I'm looking at this, the intent of this was to draw, with the help of the good patriots out there, to draw a mainstream public into that theater, get the buzz going. And DVDs, you're familiar with Hollywood. There's a lot of movies that they'll do test movies. They'll bomb in a couple of days. They'll pull them out of the distribution there, and they'll put it right on DVD. Yeah, you might walk into a Blockbuster and see a title maybe you didn't even see on the movie marquee, but it wasn't worth it. It wasn't making any money or wasn't something that people wanted to see, but with something like this, the DVD aspect of this is going to just be the cream.
Yeah, the DVDs, we're getting a tremendous amount of requests for DVDs. But, you know, the truth is that by having it in a movie theater first, more of the mainstream public will get a chance to see the movie, and we'll give it the respect that the movie needs. Going straight to DVD, and most of the mainstream won't know about the movie, they won't hear the movie, you know. And the fact that I came out in the theater, I've been invited on to a mainstream television channel this Thursday. I'll be on CNBC to discuss this on Thursday at 12:30 Eastern time.
Repeat that so my webmaster gets that. We'll post it on the website.
Yeah, I'm going to be on CNBC at 9:30 Pacific time, 12:30 Eastern time. And I'll be on. They tell me 5.5 minutes discussing the movie and what I believe and why I think things are the way they are. And so I'm looking forward to doing that.
And what's the date on that?
This Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yeah, it's Bill Griffith and the girl. I forget the woman's name was on the show.
Okay.
And you know, it's a mainstream stock market show, and I'm happy to be on and discuss these issues.
All right.
And if it wasn't on a movie, this wouldn't have happened.
Right.
You know, and so we want to be all over television and express to people what's going on in this country.
Now, is there, Don, excuse me a second while I'm thinking about this, otherwise I'll forget. Is there anything else that we can be doing here? I'll throw the full weight of this network behind what you're doing. Anything that you need, or if you want to need to delegate this to somebody, give me a contact name and I'll make sure
Well, we need a lot of things, actually. I mean, we need people signing up on the website to be volunteers, or just to get the email so we can contact them,
okay,
you know, when we mobilize. Because, you know, this website is not just to promote the movie, but to promote a freedom in this country and to organize this country and the people within the country to organize and make a change. You know, I want to bring millions of people together to stand up and stop what's happening. And the more people that sign up on the email list or the volunteer list, the better we're going to be. So if you want to participate in civil disobedience and not accept your national ID card and make a change in this country, please sign up on the website. That's one thing we need right away, just to get you on there. We need people to sign the petition on the website to shut down the Federal Reserve System and stop world government. We need people who are willing to donate some money to the pictures opening so we can open in 100 cities around America. You know, those are the kind of things we need. We need people calling all the networks and the radio stations and the television stations saying, put Aaron Russo on the air. We want to hear what he has to say.
Now, is there somebody there to handle that specifically, or are you handling that?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean scheduling of your appearances, whether it's talk show hosts,
TV.
No,
I have public relations people.
Okay.
We'll do that.
All right.
You know, who'll handle that part.
But my question is, that the troops out here in the field, they can be of service to your people doing that. How can they get in contact with them?
Well, what they need to do is get in contact, is send emails and letters to the television stations, whether it's Hannity and Combs or O'Reilly.
Okay, but what if they get what I'm saying though?
Okay, I'm missing it. Yeah.
Yeah, what I'm saying though is that if they have a legitimate bite and somebody said, "Well, yeah, I know who Aaron Russo is. Yeah, I'd want to interview him." How do they make the contact? How do they put the two together?
Well, they should tell anybody who wants to make contact. Should get a hold of Mary Keeler at Cinema Libre, you know, and I'll give you that phone number.
Mm-hmm.
It's 818-349-8822.
Right.
And anybody from any of the TV stations, if you make contact with somebody from a TV station who wants to interview me or talk to me, let them call Mary at that number, and she'll arrange everything.
Okay, Mary Keeler?
Yes.
And it's 818-349-8822. All
yes.
Right. Don, anything else?
Yeah, one more thing. Have you gotten any praise yet from any government officials or anybody in Hollywood?
Praise?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've gotten a tremendous amount of emails of people saying things to me that I blush because I don't think I'm really like that, you know, in terms of calling me a hero or this. And I don't buy into that stuff. So I received a lot of praise, yes, but not necessarily from government.
Have a good day.
All right, thank you, Don. Russ in Texas. Hello, Russ.
Hi, John and Aaron.
Hi.
Hello, Russ.
I'm going to disagree with you in one aspect, in that you said that we really don't have any heroes today, because I think I'm talking to two of them right now. And I know that that term makes you blush, as it would me, but, you know, I think you've both done a tremendous service for our country, and I think that you should both be complimented, and you know, I'd like to give you a big old wet kiss, too. But I just really wanted to thank you for that, and I think the focus on the Federal Reserve is of paramount importance, because, as you said, when you have the ability to create an unlimited supply of currency, how long will it take you to buy everything and everyone you need in order to fulfill your ultimate agenda?
And Russ, the best part about this is that once they collapse the system which they created, they can have it back up and humming and running again in 24 hours.
Well, you know, I found a document in my computer here that kind of goes along with this, and it was a Declaration of Independence 2003. And in one part of it, it says, "We the people do not need to declare war as our ancestors did. We are the sovereigns, and the government employees are to serve and protect us. Since they long ago stopped doing what they are elected or appointed to do, it is time to notice them of their unconscionable behavior." And I believe that that's what Aaron Russo's movie is going to do. And hopefully it will awaken enough people in this country that we can stand up and we can tell these people, "You are out of here. We're done with this.
Yeah.
We're not putting up with any more of this rhetoric and lies and deception. It's over. We are taking our country back now."
I'm going to give you a wet kiss in a second.
Yeah, no kidding.
God bless you both.
You're right.
All right, Russ, thanks.
Hey, Russ, thank you very much. I mean, what you're saying is exactly correct, you know, and what has to happen is that people have to stop cooperating. That's the point. You cannot cooperate with the government when the government acts unlawfully. When things are fixed and the courts don't protect you anymore, and when the country's become what it's become, we must stop cooperating with them. Do not accept a national ID card, no matter what they did. Even if it's your driver's license, don't accept it. Don't use it. Drive without a license if you have to. You know, are you going to be a worse driver because you don't have a license? No.
You'd be a better driver.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, well, Aaron, it's a proven fact that most people, you know, they have this state law that everybody has to have insurance or financial responsibility statements. But any man out there that's ever not been able to pay his insurance, car insurance bill or whatever, they drive carefully because if you get in an accident, you may lose your car.
Right.
You know,
right,
or whatever. Right. So they're more careful. The same way with not having a driver's license. You watch the rearview mirror a lot more than you would if you're just tooling down the highway and you've got all your correct paperwork.
Yeah, well, I don't even believe in the concept of a license, you know.
Well,
I think that, from my point of view, that every person is born with the right to walk, the right to run, the right to ride a horse or to ride a bicycle, and the right to drive a car. However, when you drive a car, since other people can be injured,
sure,
by it, if you're not capable of driving, you would need a certificate of accomplishment to drive your car. not a license granted by the government, but a COA, a certificate of accomplishment. That means you can now exercise your right to drive the car, as opposed to the government giving you this privilege.
I've demonstrated the fact that I'm a responsible individual. I know how to operate this thing. You know,
right.
I mean, you know, you mentioned horses, and the thought just flashed through my mind. I mean, when was the last time that you heard of a fatality with two riders on horseback colliding? You know,
exactly.
You know.
Now, but I think the point is, the whole concept of a license, when you say the word license, means that you're getting a privilege from the government, as opposed to you having a human right. You have a right to drive a car as long as you're capable of it, and you can't hurt, and you're not going to hurt other people by doing it. And you don't need a license to do that. You need a certificate of accomplishment. I am capable of exercising my rights to drive that car. I am able to do it.
Well, it's like Vermont. Everybody has said that it has been in the that understands the Constitution, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, understand the checks and balances on the government, which they have not paid attention to in a long, long time. But,
right.
You know, it was a check and balance system, and that we are responsible. We don't need a nanny. If you take a look at Vermont, just say, Aaron, on the gun issue.
I used to live there.
You can carry whatever you wanted to carry.
Not in Burlington.
Well, not in Burlington?
No, not in Burlington.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But by and large, you didn't have to register anything. It didn't, as long as you were a responsible person. But up there, like any, it should be any place else on planet Earth, that if you commit a crime with a gun, the full weight of the state or the authority comes down on you if you harmed or did damage to somebody, took their life, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, exactly. Exercise your rights. Until you take somebody else's rights away.
That's right, exactly. Gail, I know you know this lady. Gail in Texas. Hello, Gail.
Hey, Aaron and John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Aaron, don't even let John Statmiller or Don give you a wet kiss. You're going to like mine a whole lot better than
that. Okay, I'm not going to compete with Gail here.
Don't even go there. Hey, listen, I called the theater, and there were 3,254 tickets sold all week long for your showing. And all the nighttime tickets, the shows were completely sold out. The people were wrapped around the hall, down the end of the movie theater, anxiously awaiting to see it. And when they got in, the applause literally occurred entirely throughout your whole movie. People clapped and whistled and shouted, and It was absolutely fabulous. You need to give us a little bit of heads up when you're going to be coming back here in September, because we're going to make sure we put out all the PSAs and all the announcements that we can, so that we can continue to let people know about it, because this is so very important. And we love you, Aaron. We love you, John. Thanks for all that you do. You guys really are my heroes. When are you coming back to Austin?
Well, you know what? I'm planning on coming back to Austin. I was thinking about coming back there when the movie reopened again. Maybe I'd do a question and answer with people at the theater.
That would be great. If we could make the arrangements, we'll make sure that you're accommodated down here, and we'll make it as hassle-free as possible.
You know what you can do? You can call the AMC Theater and tell them that, and get as many people to call there as possible, and let them know I'm bringing the picture back out in September, and that they want it back. And they want it back in that theater in Austin.
They want it back already, Aaron, because I've been in touch with the management there, and they said they were disappointed when it got pulled in Thursday. They said, "Man, we could have run this thing for another couple weeks."
Yeah, I know.
But you see what's happened. I pulled it because the print wasn't good enough. It wasn't to my standards, and the sound wasn't good enough. And I was very upset when I came back from Germany and saw what the print looked like.
Yeah.
And so, I have to make sure that's proper. But I know that the AMC Theater has complained that they're not going to. They don't want my film because I pulled it for the reason they're very upset by what I did. And I felt the absolute need to do that. So the best thing we can do at this point is just go back to the AMC and get as many people calling them saying that I'm bringing the picture out in September. And to please make sure they bring into the theater there.
Okay, we'll get that started.
Yeah, as many people as you can get to call them, let them know that.
Okay.
That'll be the best thing we can do.
We'll do it.
All right, Gail.
Anxiously awaiting your arrival back here in Austin.
Yeah, and I want my big white kiss. But is your boyfriend going to beat me up?
Sounds good.
Aaron asks you, is your boyfriend going to beat him up?
Absolutely not. He loves you too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gail.
Okay, thanks, John. Thanks, Aaron.
Okay. Yeah, the coordination on this, and this is going to be, do you have a release date in September?
No, we're arranging that now.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to put it all together now.
What I would like to do, because we have a whole lot of listeners and we have a reach across the United States here, what I would like to do is better coordinate with your people in order to have the ground troops, the good patriots out there that want to educate other people. I'd like to see a few of the glitches taken out here and this thing run a little bit more smoothly. So what I'd like to do with you, Aaron, if I could, just discuss that with you a little bit more in depth off air, of course, and make that happen. I'm not one, if I see potential mistakes, I like to clear the way smooth sailing as possible, because it's an important thing to do.
I mean, you saw a mistake in the film, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to hear what that is.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about that later.
Sure.
All right. I'll tell you what, hang on here. Can you spend some more time with us?
Yeah, whatever you need.
Okay, great. All right. Everybody hang on. We'll be talking with Aaron Russo, and we'll be taking more of your calls right after this break. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and, well, you know who my guest is. And we'll all be back with you right after this.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back. Aaron Russo is the guest. The website, ladies and gentlemen, freedomtofascism.com.
You know, I just want to read you a little something here, folks. When you clicked on the donate section, there's a little story there. It says, "Oh, my God, I had no idea." That's what the audience is saying as they walk out of Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism. Their voices are hushed. Some faces are pale and wet with tears, sick at what they've discovered. Many are red, angry to learn from the first time that they've been robbed, their country, their rights, and their very future have been stolen from them and their children. But it all may end right there. All of Aaron's work, all of his sacrifice, all of his vision, all the possibilities to make a real change in America, unless we pitch in and help. And you go in, and if you would, for the next couple of minutes, Aaron, just let the people know, if they want to make donations to you, what that money is exactly going to be used for. Do we still have Aaron?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying, I was reading off of your webpage when you hit the donate thing. My God, I had no idea. Well,
Franklin Sanders wrote that, yes.
Okay. What is it exactly when people make a donation to what you're doing? Now, some people, Aaron, might figure, well, he's a big-time producer and he's got scads of money. You know, what the hell does he need my money for?
Well, I wish that were true. First of all, I mean, I may be a big-time producer, but I don't have scads of money. I spent 2 years of my life making this movie, and if you know anything about movie making, it's not inexpensive. And now we have to take this movie and market it all over the country. And if you know what television advertising costs, and you know what newspaper advertising costs, and most radio costs, and to hire people and to make this movie so everybody in America can see it is an expensive proposition. And we're doing it, you know, as frugally as possible. And so we need people to contribute to the movie and donate to get this thing seen and heard across America. And if you're a patriot and you believe in what we're talking about in the movie and you want to fix this country, you know, it's a lot easier than what George Washington and those guys had to go through. You know, I made this movie so that we can wake up America. And fortunately, people love the movie. They're giving it standing ovations. It's really, it's making a difference. It really can in a very, very big way. And people in this community have always talked about, well, how are we going to wake up America? This is how. We're waking them up. And if you want to be a part of waking up the people and just, you know, being a soldier and standing side by side in what we're trying to do, please, I encourage you to be generous and donate, and let's make something happen here. Because I know one thing, I'm doing my very, very best that I can possibly do. And if everybody does their very best, we're going to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the truth is, the government cannot proceed without our permission, without our cooperation. And we have to let people know what we're doing, what's going on in this country, how it's become this way. And
well, let me put out the address for that. And everybody, pens and paper here. All you have to do to send a check or money order payable to All Your Freedoms, Inc., that's All Your Freedoms, Inc., P.O. Box 1213, that's easy, 1213, 1213, P.O. Box 1213, 264 South, and I have a hard time with this one, Aaron.
South, La is one word, L.A. is one word, and then Cienega, C-I-E-N-E-G-A, C-I-E-N-E-G-A Boulevard. So it's La Cienega Boulevard, Los Angeles, 90069.
I'm looking at the address on your website and it says Beverly Hills. Is that the same thing?
It says Beverly Hills on the website?
Yeah, it does.
That's a mistake.
Okay, then. We're correcting it right now. Los Angeles, California, 90211. And be generous, folks.
No. Yeah, 90211 at the box. That's right.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Hey, everybody hang on. We'll be right back, and I'll repeat that address again when we get back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.